woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Friday, April 16th, and it is going to be a rainy day, but the great news is that tomorrow and Sunday we're going to see some sunshine, and it'll be up over 10 degrees both days this weekend.
Look at us go.
Love that. What can we do? Nothing. But that's okay. At least we can do nothing together. So, I want to check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
1% of employees have attended a virtual work meeting shirtless, and I want to know who these animals are. How are you going no tarp in a Zoom meeting at work?
Audio? Yeah, audio only.
I was wondering if you had the camera above, like chin level.
Oh, true.
Could you, true. You know, but it's still, you'd see the shoulders.
Yeah. You can tell based on someone's collarbones.
Yeah, that's interesting. What I would say. I don't know how you do it.
Let the nips breathe, you know?
Jax, what about you?
We have seen so many businesses close down for months and months and months and months. And this is just so nice to see. In my neighborhood, a business has opened up.
Wow.
An ice cream shop on Hallam. It's like super fancy and nice. And this weekend, listen, if it's over 9 degrees, I'm going to go get ice cream.
Just going to say.
The Neighborhood Scoop. So shout out to them. A hard time to open up a business. I love it.
Producer Jesse.
Tonight, you should go home and you should binge watch season 2 of The Circle.
No.
So if you don't know The Circle,
it's
a bunch of people who are trapped in an apartment building and they don't have communication with each other unless they talk through The Circle, which is just this text social media app. So everybody's pretending to be other people, and then they got to vote on who they think is the most popular and the coolest, and they get eliminated. And season 1 was last year during the pandemic,
can't
and now it's season 2
because
we're
that.
Still in the pandemic, and you need to go home and watch it.
Absolutely perfect for social distancing and everything, right? Oh, man, that's awesome. I started watching Mark Wahlberg's 8-part series last night on Mark Wahlberg. It's called Wall Street.
What?
And it talks about like the 8 or 9 different businesses that the guy has.
Does it talk about him getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning?
It does.
Day?
It actually shows him. So when he goes and works on a movie, he turns his hotel room, and he's there for like months, right?
Yeah.
Into a full gym. So it's a bed, and then it's just a full gym, and he gets up at 2:30, and all of his business partners are, like, there with him, and they also have to get up at 2:30 and work out with him.
Could you imagine?
Just sucks.
Yeah. It's working for him.
It's obviously working for him, and the other guys are like, well, he's the money, so
yeah.
I guess I better do it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So yesterday, we went through the Fast 9. We're going to space now, Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah.
Now, Jax was upset that we were doing it at all, but we needed to talk about it. I think it's important that if Ludacris and Tyrese Gibson are going to space, you need to know about it.
It's an important cultural moment, is it?
100%.
Is that what this is?
Well, listen, of the people in this room, you've seen most of the Fast and Furious in theater, and you don't even like them.
I saw one of them in theater.
Yeah, so the most.
Yeah.
Two. In theater. You saw Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
And then you saw Fast 8 or whatever with Paul Walker dying.
I wonder where Paul Walker passes away.
And your friend started crying.
Yeah, and it was really weird.
Yeah.
I'd never seen him really cry, and we never really talked about it after. Yeah.
So, what do you think about a Fast 9 crossover with another popular movie franchise?
I don't think it's necessary.
Well, guess what? I just want to see if you can recognize this movie franchise. It's not Star Wars. It does sound like Star Wars.
Imagine Luke Skywalker in a skyline.
I don't know what any of that meant.
It's a car.
Let me see if I can fast forward this here.
It's a great joke.
Anything?
Jurassic Park.
What? No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What?
The director of Fast 9 wants Fast 9 to do a crossover
with
the Jurassic Park series. They're like, well, listen, and that's what they said. They're like, listen, we're going to space.
Yeah.
The next movie, why wouldn't we go toe-to-toe with dinosaurs?
It just makes sense.
I will give up on the film industry if Fast and the Furious goes to Jurassic Park.
We're well past that.
So they said when reporters were given a first look at the trailer, one journalist boldly asked if the director would one day envision a crossover between Fast and Furious and Jurassic World.
To which the director said, well, I've never said never to anything. And the fact that our the fact is part of our philosophy is never to be boxed or labeled. And that's all I will
Don't
say.
Don't like a boxer label. Get it. You're not groundbreaking.
Also,
come on.
Credit to the reporter for asking the real tough questions.
What I wanted to know was, like, the reporter knows something. Because you don't just sit in a room going, here are my questions for the Fast 9 director. Jurassic Park.
No, you want to.
He's heard something.
No, he hasn't heard anything. He's making up ridiculous scenarios.
He's heard something.
That's what they did with space, though.
Ridiculous scenarios.
This is pretty much what happened with space was that they kept saying, oh, what are they going to do? Go to space? And then that's what happened.
It's because it's the only place.
Honestly,
they're gauging interest. They want to see what the people want.
Guys,
it's like before The Rock runs for president.
More dinosaurs. Come on.
I saw a tweet that said they should call it Fast 10 in your seatbelts.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah, the dinosaurs are good, but that's terrible.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
New restrictions may be on the way this afternoon. It sounds like Doug Ford's cabinet is considering shutting down all construction projects that are not deemed critical infrastructure, as well as placing new limits on non-essential manufacturing and warehouse businesses, and introducing fines for non-essential businesses that refuse to let their employees work from home when they are otherwise able to. They are also considering prohibiting indoor weddings, funerals, and religious services, and introducing a province-wide curfew. Now, none of this is confirmed. This is just what people are kind of speculating they're leaning towards as of right now. I guess we'll find out this afternoon. Netflix wants to teach you how to have a good night's sleep because Netflix feels bad that we stay up all night watching Netflix. They're teaming up with the meditation app Headspace
for an
animated series called Headspace Guide to Sleep. It'll explore the science behind a healthy night's sleep and provide tips on how to get the best sleep you've ever had. Sounds boring enough. Each 15-minute episode explores a new topic like insomnia, stress, whether looking at your phone in bed is really that bad, sleeping pills, and they all end with a guided wind-down design to help you on your journey to better sleep. Sounds like it's going to be out in 2 weeks.
It's like they feel bad for like taking away your sleep for so many years that they're like, we should give back.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's a little performative. Yeah. Meanwhile, Headspace's rival app Calm teamed up with HBO Max for a show called A World of Calm. So.
It's funny. I actually tried to do a little bit of research on sleep a few years ago because I was struggling and I was working a couple jobs and it was like early mornings and then late nights and that sort of thing. And there's very little out there besides a couple of books unless you have like sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I don't have that. I would just like to know how to maximize my good, like the sleep that I have. And nobody had any information. So I'm kind of glad they're doing this.
I have read stories too about there are some people that have their brains programmed to only sleep 4 hours a night. Because I guess the whole that you need 8 hours sleep, it's healthy for you. But the good kind of sleep is REM sleep. It's very, very deep sleep. Yeah. And if you can train your brain to enter REM sleep quicker, you'll have better sleep. So that's why some people can sleep for 5 hours and feel way better than someone who sleeps for 10.
I need to have that.
I know you guys are going to razz me, but it's also, if you are sleeping like 4 or 5 hours a night, it's also super helpful to meditate throughout the day because it'll reset your, like, reset your body clock.
Mm. Cool. You said something cool and I acknowledged that it was cool.
No, the second I bring up meditation or astrology, you guys are out.
Oh, you're such a Leo. These are the most common baby names so far in 2021. Because let's discuss something nice, shall we? Nameberry released the top 20 names, and here's the top for girls. Ava, Aurora, Eloise, Luna, Ophelia, and Aurelia?
So if your name doesn't begin with an ah, or end with an ah.
Yeah. You're not trendy.
Crappy names.
Stop it.
Sorry, your baby name sucks.
The boys' names are Arlo, Rowan, August, Finn, Atticus and Ezra. No TJ Jax or Adam on the list, but that's okay. That's
maybe in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
I think that's what it is.
That's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Listen, in the next couple hours here, somebody's going to win $100,000 with Destroy Your Debt, which I think is pretty cool. So, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're sitting at Christmas and you know that somebody's going to get a really good gift and you know they're going to yell afterwards and you just want to stick around for the reaction. That's what this morning's like. Happy Friday. $100,000 Friday.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Question for you. If you could have your favorite show remade, because a lot of shows end poorly. Mm-hmm. You guys mentioned How I Met Your Mother and The Office.
Yep.
I just got a DM about Lost.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of people are
Isn't that like the
Lost.
Last half of Lost? Yeah. Like the last two or three seasons?
First two and a half, maybe three seasons are really good. falls off.
I've also heard the same about The Sopranos. I've never actually watched The Sopranos, but that last episode really jarred a lot of people. People were like, oh, that's disappointing.
See, and I've read that it aged well. Like, after years, people have gone back and said, you know what? No, that was the perfect ending for the show.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
All right. Breaking Producer Jesse is agreeing with that. Yeah, Breaking Bad is a great one. Now, Game of Thrones has a Twitter account. And you know, season 8 was bad.
I know because you kept saying that season 8 was bad.
Yeah, the thing is with season 8 is that you can, I can understand why things ended the way it did. And I'm not going to blow anything for you. But what I don't get is why everything seemed super rushed. And they filmed one of the episodes so dark that you couldn't see it. Right. And they were like, no, that's going to, it's supposed to mimic the idea of being there. No, no, that's not how it works. I'm watching from my television at home. I'm not in your fantasy battle. I just want to see it. You dummies.
It's been absolute dummies.
It's been 2 years. I'm
He's
so upset about
He's getting madder almost.
No.
Oh, and I'm so upset.
Honestly, I'm trying to remember if it was actually that bad or if Adam is just like bled into our lives.
Oh, no,
like
it's terrible.
Okay.
It's actually terrible. You, Jax, you've seen the entire series because we
made
you watch it.
In a month.
Was it 64 episodes in a month?
Yeah. My girlfriend at the time was so mad. She was like, come back.
Well,
I couldn't.
The Game of Thrones Twitter account yesterday tweeted, winter is coming.
Oh.
Now, they're working on some prequels, but the whole winter is coming thing had to do with this particular story arc. So, a lot of people are speculating this could mean they've either re-edited, reshot, redone, and expanded on what they had. Because, again, it was beautifully shot, well acted, it was just a weak script, and really, really, really poor direction from the directors. Like, terrible. So if you can maybe not rush the story so much, maybe it's fantastic at the end.
I wouldn't underestimate the idea of a re-edit. I doubt they reshot because there's no way they could keep that secret.
I
especially
think they can.
With HBO, what's been going on in the world, no one else has anything to do except
everybody's stuck at home.
Down.
Can't any reporters follow them around?
A couple years ago, Arrested Development, which is one of my favorite shows, put out a new season on Netflix. Their first new season in over 10 years, whatever. And people didn't really like it. They said it didn't flow very well. A few years later, they released another season. And right before they did, they re-edited season 4. And it was way better. It flowed much, much better. They didn't shoot anything else. It was just a re-edit of everything that was done. So if they do that with Game of Thrones, based on my experience with Arrested Development, it could actually come out very well.
Yeah, if Arrested Development could do it, I'm sure Game of Thrones could do it.
They're the same. Basically the same, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, very deep.
Incestuous fantasy. That's what the other one is.
That's what the Blue Family is.
Yeah.
Good point. Wow.
3, 2, 1.
Virgin Mornings Rankings.
J-Lo and A-Rod have broken up. And in honor of that, we wanted to suggest to them some great breakup songs that they can play on their iHeartRadio app so that they can get over it. You know what I mean? And sometimes you got to be in the pain and feel the pain to get over the pain.
And so, A-Rod was yesterday on his stories, by the way.
Was he on his stories?
On his Instagram stories, he posted a video where he was like going over photos of him and J-Lo together while Coldplay's Fix You was playing in the background.
Well, there's one of those breakup songs that might make it into one of our lists.
A-Rod.
Here's the deal. That's we need your top three. Your top three breakup songs in your life. And if there's a story involved, as in like, I listened to this song because this person broke up with me and this is what they did to me. Hit us up. 999-999. We're going to give you ours right now, and then we're going to run through some of yours in a couple of songs. Let's start with...
Number three.
For Jax?
I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
My first girlfriend had dumped me. I deserved it. I was partying too much, and I was working part-time at Sobeys. And this song... this song was there for me, and I need to give a shout-out to our Canadian own, Nelly Furtado. I used to cry in my bedroom that I shared with four other roommates.
Wow.
In Halifax of this. And I was heartbroken. And this song was really there for me.
God. You know.
It's a really good song.
I know we're the same age. But like sometimes what you and TJ say make me feel old. Because I was on the air playing this song. And you were working at Sony's.
It's not my fault you're successful.
What happened?
Like,
oh.
I feel like that makes
so
me feel
sometimes.
Bad.
It shouldn't. All right. TJ.
I got a weird one kicking off my list. Kygo and Miguel's Remind Me to Forget.
Ooh, what a great song.
Should have been a huge song. A rare upbeat breakup song that I associate it with like a really, really, really ugly breakup that I had.
Mm-hmm.
It was really tough. And I just considered
What did
song,
she do to you? What did she do?
Well, I'm working through that in therapy.
Okay.
But, Fair. But every time I hear this song, it reminds me of that, which
this
is ironic.
So good.
Reminded me to forget.
Great album, you're right. Oh. And the great thing about Miguel is when you meet someone else, it's also a great soundtrack for that, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, I interviewed Miguel once, by the way. One of the nicest people
I've ever met.
Yeah, he was awesome. Now, I went through a breakup. I moved out with my girlfriend to Halifax, and I actually ended up breaking up with her. But it was still very sad, and I remember at the time when I was on the air at Virgin Radio Halifax, this was one of the top songs, and we played it every 75 minutes.
Oh, my God.
So you can imagine if I had a five-hour show, I was playing it four times.
Oh, no.
And that's what reminds me of this time.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Sparks.
Yeah.
Chris Brown. No Air. This was a jam. Like one of those thick choruses that makes you feel, you know?
This sound like it's like 2009, 2008. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, where's Jesse McCartney?
Yeah.
Did you play Jay Sean down just after this?
All the time. Yes, that was a big, big song. All right, let's move on.
Number two.
You know, Fergie is a lot of things. For my number two. Fergie's a lot of things. She's a former member of the Black Eyed Peas. She's a mother. She's a wife. She is also a teacher, and she taught me a lot about breakups.
Hold on. I got to shut off Jordan Sparks here before we
can't stop it.
Don't you dare.
My number two is a lesson in life. I
need some shelter. Hold on. I'll fast forward it. Serenity. Here we go.
Here we go. I used to listen to this too much.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with you. Yeah, this is a beautiful song. And it's about, you know what? You're okay. You're going to be all right. It's a song of resilience, you know?
There is two versions of a breakup song. It's either everything's horrible and I'm sad or it's going to be okay.
Yeah. It's going to be all right.
I like it when she's like flirting with the guy in the video too. And then it's like, but that's like the memory now.
Yeah, that's right.
It's over. Oh. TJ?
I want to prove that I'm a sensitive boy at number two. Bon Iver's The Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Feel that.
Can I ask you about this one? Yeah. So what's the story?
So Justin Vernon, Bon Iver, went through a really, really bad breakup and then locked himself in a cabin in the woods.
That's right.
Isolated throughout the winter and wrote one of the most celebrated independent albums of all time, For Emma Forever Ago, which is basically
so
for his ex. This song, The Wolves, is from the perspective of both people. So at the end part here, he's saying what might have been lost, meaning, I miss her. And she's saying, don't bother me. Leave me alone.
Oh.
So he's still in love with somebody who wants nothing to do with him.
This is a full song.
It's pretty harsh.
Right? Yeah.
And it's really hard.
Woo!
And it made me cry.
Yeah. Damn.
Picture him in the woods writing that. It's horrible.
I thought it was going to be from the perspective of the wolves.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in the forest, right? Now, number two for me. Guys, this is late stages of their career. But one of the best songs they ever put out, and it does not get enough play. If you go to one of their concerts, though, this song explodes.
What
people
is
lose
this?
Their minds.
It's Van Halen. I'm leaving.
It's not. It's Backstreet Boys.
Oh,
Incomplete.
Wow.
Get ready. Get ready. You got to have the build, right? Like, listen to Nick Carter. Just. Don't you feel that? Everybody's looking off in the distance. Yep. They're in the desert in the video.
Artists.
And then Kevin's on the piano because that's what Kevin does.
They're in the desert, but they're wearing jackets.
Yeah,
I don't understand the aesthetic.
It gets hot, it gets cold in the desert at night.
Tell me about it.
Like, listen to that, the strings and everything. Anyway,
man, orchestra.
You want to see people go nuts? That song, BSB Live, I've seen them like four times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Women in their mid-30s just wine drunk.
Oh, my God. Man, if you want to get torn apart, go to a New Kids on the Block show.
Oh, yeah?
Holy smokes. Oh, it's unbelievable. All right, let's get it number one.
Number one.
My number one was a big song for me back in junior high because Tyler Mata dumped me and I had to move on, okay? Now, I didn't give you the correct link on this. If you want to go to 50 seconds, 50 seconds, Adam Wilde.
50 seconds.
This is a song, again, of resilience, and I am a woman of resilience.
Oh.
Tyler dumps you, eh?
Oh, Tyler, don't be hard.
Yeah, that's a
great song.
How do you do it? He just stopped calling me back, and when I called his family home, his mom said he wasn't home, but I knew he was. Yeah.
He ghosted you?
Yeah, he ghosted me, and then he started dating Jenna. Yeah.
Typical Jenna. gets a pool and all of a sudden becomes cool. It's
now,
cool.
Was Jenna your friend?
We were acquaintances, I guess.
Frenemies?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But she was cool because she had two German shepherds and I had nothing.
How do you pass that up?
Exactly.
You're Tyler Ma.
Exactly.
All right, TJ.
A great big world, say something.
Don't do this.
Heard this song, I was in my early 20s. I had just had my heart broken, and I used to sit in my car and just gently weep to this song. I was also on the air at Virgin Radio Calgary at the time.
Oh, man.
And when it would come on in the studio, I would cry a little bit. And then I had the opportunity to interview A Great Big World, and we did the whole interview, and then afterwards, I pulled them aside, and I was like, listen, I listened to this song a lot because I went through a breakup and I just want to say thank you. And the guy was like, they were like, cool, man.
It's so hard though when you're going through a breakup and you have to hear the song. Like you think that you hear, we hear it a lot here sitting in the studio. Yeah. Right?
Now I'm throwing it back a little bit. I want to go a little old school in my last one because I've seen these guys live. People go bananas for them too. And this song is one, it encapsulates 1991. And is the best love song I've ever heard.
Like,
I know
what's going on in your life.
Okay, so weird story. I unearthed a bunch of cassette tapes, and my parents were like, "These are yours." And I said, "What do you mean they're mine?" So I had New Kids on the Block, Boys to Men. Apparently, I really like this stuff, but I can't remember any of it. But this song was big, and it is Boys to Men, End of the Road. Listen to these harmonies. Part of this song where it sort of breaks down and he's like,
really
hey baby hey baby, I knew you ran around with me with that other guy, and then he's like he's like, I didn't care, I loved you anyway, and I'm like, ooh, that's a hard look, man. But anyway, we want yours, so hit us up with your top breakup songs right now. 999-999. We see a ton of them coming in.
3, 2, 1
Virgin Mornings rankings.
J-Lo and A-Rod broke up. Long may they rest, at least their relationship. They're still alive. And I guess he was posting Insta stories last night with Coldplay's Fix You playing in the background, like with pictures of them. Like, okay, dude, you cheated on her, okay? Like, let's...
No, he's the victim.
Yeah. So we were wondering, like, okay, favorite breakup songs, the ones that are painful, though. Not though, like, I feel better. Like, the really,
Yeah.
Get you right in the gut. So what are yours? 999-999, your top three. TJ, where are we starting?
Where better to start than one Adele?
Oh.
Someone like you.
Perfect.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
That's a good song.
That's a good song.
That's a pretty good song.
I was working in Halifax and I had gone through a breakup and I had to hear this all the time. I used to just blare it.
Oh. Yeah.
Hurt myself.
Did the person who broke up with you move on immediately?
Yes.
Oh.
That's a bummer. That sucks when that happens. Yeah, sorry, Jackson. All right, next one.
From the 905. Number 3, Apologize by Timbaland.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, Apologize by Timbaland.
Yeah.
And number 1, Apologize by Timbaland.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, didn't think I'd turn around. Say it's too late.
Great song.
One Republic?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what was interesting about this is they released this song. It did nothing. Timbaland puts this beat on it. And then you hear him go in the background. Yep. And it becomes a number one worldwide hit.
Timbaland, man, he had some big hits.
Yeah. Sorry, what did Timbaland do in the background?
Listen, he's going to do it right. You're right, ready? You know? It's just this weird thing that he does. And you're like, man, I like that. I don't know why.
Another one from the 905. Can't believe I'm admitting this, but Wrecking Ball had me in tears.
Really?
Miley
really?
Cyrus. Remember when the video came out for this? And everyone made fun of Miley and she did not deserve it?
You know what? I feel like whenever she does go back on tour, like when this all wraps up, that's going to be a can't miss.
Yeah.
She's got such a great voice.
We all make fun of her, but she was ahead of her time.
She's brilliant. Yeah. She was. Absolutely brilliant. All right.
All right. How about the fun one? From the 289, Taylor Swift, We Are Never, Ever Getting Back Together.
Wasn't this for Harry Styles?
Who knows?
I think this was for Harry Styles. Imagine being like so confident that you could be like, no, Harry Styles, I won't hook up with you ever again. Because straight guy, but I would definitely hook up with Harry Styles. Like, wow.
Harry is for everyone.
Yeah.
Harry Styles is for everyone.
Ubiquitous.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want a happy one or a sad one? How about a sad one?
Let's go sad.
From the 647, Christina Perry, Jar of Hearts.
Ooh, no. Okay. Underrated.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars. Collecting your jar of hearts.
Good God.
And tearing love
like it hangs in the air, right?
You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul.
Like, listen to that.
Don't come
Ooh.
Back for me.
Man.
Woo! Who do you think you are?
I got two more for you. You can't talk about sad breakups without bringing up Coldplay.
Oh,
here's
man.
Fixed You.
Is this a breakup song? I don't even know.
This song.
Oh, it's...
I love this song.
I know everybody makes fun of Coldplay, but they're
so
pretty great.
So great.
Like,
it's
incredible.
A beautiful song.
Yeah.
It's not technically a breakup song. It's actually, who is he married to again?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Her dad passed, and that's what
it's
about.
Yeah, it's a song about grief.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. What else?
And how about we end on a positive note from the 905. WAP. Because boys don't deserve tears.
Well, I can't find a clean version of that.
Okay.
Can we play something?
How about another one?
What do we got?
Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone.
Oh, okay. All right. We like that. You know what? In the 90s, it was Alanis. What was the big breakup song that from Alanis?
You Oughta Know.
You Oughta Know. Yeah. And then there was this. Has there been one this decade? That's like this. Like,
yeah. Power.
What?
True.
I mean, yeah, I
just
guess.
Can't play it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Canada debuted their Olympic uniforms and everyone on the internet hates them. It's a little tough to describe, but picture a lighter jean jacket with Canada spray painted all over it.
It's bad.
If you've ever watched How I Met Your Mother, it's very Robin Sparkles. It was designed by Hudson's Bay and Levi's. The jacket's going to be worn alongside a pair of white jeans.
Oh, good.
Social media went in on the jackets. One tweet said, "This is so bad. It's just a complete mess. Can we go back to when Roots was designing
yes.
and Team
Let
Canada
Roots
was
do it.
Always dressed the best?" As a Canadian, this is absolutely embarrassing. Our athletes haven't worked their butts off to wear this.
It honestly looks like somebody vomited graffiti all over. It's terrible.
No
it's,
vaccines,
it's a shame.
But we have denim jackets.
Yeah, we do.
You can check it out on our Instagram page at Virgin Radio Toronto. What would you think about a Fast and the Furious Jurassic Park crossover movie? Because it could be happening. Fast and the Furious 9 is doing its press rounds. And a reporter asked the director, Justin Lin, if he can envision the crossover. And he said, well, I've never said never to anything, and the fact that the part of our philosophy is not to ever be boxed in or labeled. That's all I will say. So they're definitely fighting dinosaurs in Fast and the Furious 10, and we're just going to have to deal with it. You can finally avoid crowded buses in Toronto with this TTC app. It was announced yesterday that customers will be able to see how many passengers are on the vehicle in real time using Rocketman and Transit mobile apps. The new feature aims to help customers plan their trips better. There's a three-tier notification system. The bus will, or the bus or streetcar, whatever, will either be not busy, busy, or very busy.
Ooh.
So it's always some degree of busy.
There was an app that came out, I remember, at the beginning of the pandemic, like one or two that was supposed to do exactly this, and it hasn't, done anything.
Well, no
congestion on
transit,
buses.
So.
Take
What's
two.
That? No one's taken it, right?
A lot of people are still taking
are
transit.
They?
Yeah, have you seen the pictures of the buses?
I mean, transit ridership is down over 70%.
Yeah, it's still packed, though.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're saying if a bus is considered very busy, which is the highest it can be, that means that more than 40 people are currently riding on that vehicle.
Woo!
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
That'd be a little too much for COVID.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
Producer Jesse, what are we in for?
This is a doozy from Terrence. He says, I work in a small industry and a girl I dated just got hired last month at my company. I'm going to be honest, our relationship didn't end well. She wants nothing to do with me. So far, I've been ghosted on 2 texts trying to talk about being professional and have received 2 very to-the-point emails related to work. I can also feel her trying to murder me over Zoom on any full staff calls. I'm dreading the day I might have to return to the office and see her every day. How do I navigate the situation where the other person has no desire to mend fences?
Terrence, I'm not worried about you. I think you're doing everything right. I mean, you've done the professionalism thing, and you've been, like, really cordial. She's not responding in any sort of way, so you've done what you need to do. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be really, really awkward when you do come face-to-face, but Terrence, you're doing everything right. It's really hard to work with exes. It's bizarre.
alternative plan.
Here we go. This is my favorite part of this because it's like Jax is like, here's something reasonable. Yeah. TJ's like, here's something petty.
Update your resume.
Oh.
Find a new job.
No. He was also there first, right?
Yeah, so. He was there.
You can't give up that seniority.
Yeah, exactly. No, okay. So let me ask you this. You guys have, first off, there's this thing, because I don't know if you know this, radio is a very incestuous industry. There's very few of us. Mm-hmm. So everybody knows everybody, and inevitably you end up sleeping with somebody in the business. That's what happens.
That's how our show got put together.
Exactly. I was sleeping with TJ. It was crazy. Anyway, the I swore off dating within the industry when I was 23, and I haven't done it since.
Yeah.
Have you had to work with somebody that you dated? And how did it go?
I had to work with someone that I slept with.
Okay.
They were in the same cluster, not the same building, so that made it easier.
Okay.
But it was definitely awkward, and then afterwards it was awkward. Because you both know, once you see someone naked, it's hard to forget someone's nipples.
It changes the dynamic. Yeah, it's hard to forget someone's nipples.
All right. So my thing was always, I just don't want to have to have that extra side glance. Like when somebody, you know, when you're working with somebody and they have to pull you aside after a meeting to talk to you about something that's work-related and you're both like, this sucks. I hate this.
Yeah, it makes things weird sometimes.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
So here's the question out of Love Guru. You dated somebody. You worked with somebody. Mm-hmm. Maybe they signed up for the job afterwards, like this particular story.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you guys just were working together and it happened. How did you deal with the fallout? What do you do? Because, Jax, you say just...
Well, I think you keep on being a pro. Right, because, and that's the thing. At the end of the day, you both have to be professionals. Like, whatever your relationship entailed, you have to be pros. And he's doing that. Like, Terrence is following all the rules.
Sounds very reasonable.
Yeah.
Which is why you need to go the unreasonable route. Like, tell your boss she's stealing work supplies or something.
No! Don't sabotage her.
6-872-9999 999-999 to text. You were with somebody for a little bit that you worked with. And then you weren't with them. And things got weird. How did you survive it? Did you leave? Did you resolve it? Hit us up. It's Love Guru. 99.9 Virgin Radio with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the Love Guru.
I love this segment. Juicy. And you get a little bit of good advice from Jax because you're certainly not going to get it from TJ and I.
Hey. Yeah, that's true.
You always tell people to sabotage each other.
Listen, we give advice. Yeah. It's just not good.
Yeah.
Now, producer Jesse, can you tell us about the email we received at 999virginradio.ca?
Terrence's ex-girlfriend just started working at his company and she wants nothing to do with him and no desire to mend fences. So he's looking for advice on how to navigate this situation.
Jax, your answer was?
You're doing all you can. Like, Terrence has been professional. He's like not out to get her. He doesn't want to be your friend. He doesn't want to be your enemy. He's just doing what he needs to do. So I respect that.
Our thing is, what we always like to do is bring everybody in on this because you listen to this show and we want you to be a part of it. And we want to know your stories where you can relate to this. So you worked with an ex or you slept with somebody and then had to keep working them, whatever. 999-999. Tell us a story. Did you mend fences? Was it just awkward forever? What did you do, TJ? What are the texts saying?
Somebody from the 905 said, I've been working in the service industry for 15 years, and more than half the staff are either exes or are currently sleeping with each other. And we make it work. Man.
Yeah.
Honestly, service industry?
Yeah.
I used to, when I was single, on purpose, when I was in Calgary, go out for industry night. Mondays and Tuesdays at the bar. Oh my God.
Busy, busy.
Fun time.
Yeah.
Another one here from the 647. I had a fling last year with someone I supervised. It was challenging because I was his boss, which it made it even more fun for him.
Yeah, that's hot. Oh.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out. Around the Christmas break, we ended things. Luckily, I hated my job and quit a few weeks later. So that's it. You just have your fun and then just quit.
You said, oh, that's fun, Jax.
Well,
you ever connected with a boss?
Not with a boss. No, I have dated a coworker. We dated for a couple years, but we were friends before we started dating. And we went into the relationship being like, you know, the radio was a very small industry. So we went into the relationship being like, whatever happens here, we have to come out okay. And we're totally fine now. And that's lucky. Will I ever do it again? No, because I don't want to jinx that. You know what I mean?
Like, you had to go out once.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're still really good friends. I don't see that going the same way every single time, right? Fair. It's a danger. It's risky.
It is.
Very risky.
One more text here from the 905. I was with someone from work that turned out to be a huge player.
Uh-oh.
He was a poster boy at work that had everyone thinking he is such a great guy, but in reality, he was a womanizer.
Okay.
Dang.
Oh,
so
God.
I don't know how that story ends. Does that mean that they didn't like each other?
I have a feeling they're not on good terms.
Yeah. Do you ever get called a womanizer and come out on top?
No. Seldom.
Seldom?
Yeah.
All right. Well, just checking.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you were in the draw for this, obviously, you'd be on the edge of your seat, like, anxious, God, I want this to happen.
Yeah.
Tell me your last, oh my God, I need this to happen moment. And did it happen? Like, were you on the edge of, like if I, there's nothing else in the world I want, one singular focus, what would it be?
When my girlfriend and I got the apartment.
Oh, yeah, because when you bought your condo. That's your first condo, of course.
And we had put in offers on, I think it was 4 or 5 different places. Yeah. And we had gotten the disappointing call from the our realtor a couple times. And then it changed because we put in this an offer on our place, which we fell in love with the second we walked in the door, despite the horrific view. And we knew that the day, this was the day that we were going to find out. Yeah, and our realtor texted us and was like, hey, are you guys available at this time for FaceTime? And we're like, why is she FaceTiming us? So we started to get a little bit suspicious.
Uh-oh.
And we get on and they do the, how are you doing? Like, how's today been? Whatever. And then she told us, you guys, your offer was accepted. Yeah. You're now homeowners. And then we went, ah! But that whole day, knowing that was the day, was so anxiety inducing. And especially because it was something we wanted so, so badly.
Yeah. Jax?
This job.
Oh!
This gig, so as, you know...
Man, that's true.
Everybody in this room knows, like, it was in the works for, you know, we were waiting to hear some good news, and I...
It was a long time.
Yeah, it was a long time. Long time in the works. And this was my dream job. This is my dream city, you know, doing mornings in Toronto. Best city in the world. And I was waiting to hear and waiting to hear and waiting to hear. And then when, you know, the ball started actually rolling, like, I kept pinching myself. Because I was like... And I know that's, like, so movie-esque, but I kept pinching myself because I was like, I don't know. Is this that? Because it seemed too good to be true. It seemed too good to be true. And it was really, it was a really tough time.
I would have said,
waiting for it.
I would have said that too. Yeah. And I'm going to go super cheesy on this one. You have to apologize. By the way, I want to read some of these text messages. 647 number. Hey, a scammer just called me from a private number and I almost passed out. I thought it was you guys. Another one. This is very nerve-wracking. Yeah. I have not left my phone out of sight. And another one from Oshawa. I just want to be able to afford to move out of the dumpster fire we live in right now. I need this so badly. Listen, winning 100 grand is not going to get you out of COVID. But... it will make things a bit better.
It'll make things easier.
So for me, the thing that I was concerned most about, and this is where anxiety comes in big because it you kind of spiral from time to time. When Everly was, when, you know, my ex-wife was pregnant and the 9 months or 9 and a half or 10 months or whatever it was leading up to that. Because here's the thing. You don't know anything. You know... the pregnancy happened, and then you know very little, very little, very little, very little. And you're hoping and praying. The one thing you want is that they're healthy.
Yeah.
And I remember when she was born, she didn't cry. And they were very concerned.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're kind of pinching her and trying to wake her up. She was very groggy.
Yeah.
And they put her immediately under a heat lamp. And I remember, like, touching her arm, and her arm kind of, like, stuttered a little bit. And it was because I was the first person that had ever touched her there at that particular... Uh-huh. And that's when you realize how big that is, right? And then they finally got her to open up and wail. And little did I know I'd be hearing that cry for a long time afterwards, like over and over and over again. But that was honestly
That's
the
so
most nerve-wracking. Well, because the buildup is so long. And if you, if you had a kid, you know what I'm talking about. Like it's sort of the only thing you want. You don't care if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
You don't care. You just want them to be healthy. And she was. And it was sort of one of those where you go, oh. Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm not going to sleep for the next 8 years.
Yeah.
And especially for a guy, too, because, I mean, like, when you're a woman, you're caring, so you have a different sense of connection. But, like, a guy's probably just like, when is this going to happen? Like, what's going to... Like, a lot of what-ifs and a lot of extra anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I just enjoy having a DD for 9 months.
Yeah. Honestly, it having the the DD for a few months is great. Yeah.
I just got a little teary. That was a really sweet story.
Thank you,
Adam Wilde. Stop it.
Oh, Adam's story. I think I meant mine.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
You want to win a Google Smart Home Mini? We can hook you up right now. You got to tell us who's going to win producer Jesse's trivia, though. Is it Jax? Is it TJ? Or is it me, Adam Wilde? Pick your horse. And then...
my horse is deep.
All right, now, producer Jesse, what's the game that we're playing?
Today I'm very excited because we are going to be playing the Newlywed Game.
The Newlywed Game.
So we're going to find out how well Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax know each other.
Oh, this is
most correct answers wins.
All right.
So you're going to get to pick. Do you want to answer a question about Adam Wilde, TJ, or Jax?
Ooh.
And then I'm going to ask you the question. You got to see if you get it right. Most correct answers wins.
Well, TJ and I are legally married, so
true.
Good luck, Adam.
Pretty much.
can't stop this marriage.
All right. Did we give people enough time to text in who's going to win?
Yeah, just text your name. I forgot to say it at the top of the hour. It's okay. Text
all
in.
Right,
whatever.
All right. So up first is TJ. TJ, would you like to answer a question about Jax or Adam?
Give me a question about Jax, please.
Ooh. All right. First question. If Jax could only listen to one artist for the rest of her life, who would it be?
Ooh, Drake.
Jax, what did you say in your answer?
Drake.
Oh! Yeah, well done.
I was going to say the Spice Girls, too.
No, but... no.
I would have said Tears for Fears, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I'd be like Drake. Them a lot. So.
Well, all right, Drake. Adam, you're up.
Okay.
All right, would you like to answer a question about TJ or Jax?
TJ. All We've right. had some drunk conversations over
yeah.
wings.
Adam knows me.
Yeah.
What does TJ take in his coffee?
Oh, man. Okay.
He doesn't know.
It has changed.
A little bit.
I'm going to say 2 cream, 1 sugar.
TJ, what did you write down?
2 milk, 2 sugar.
Ah! I knew it was like close to a double-double, but I wasn't sure. Okay. All right. All right.
Pretty near a double-double. Jax, you're up next. Would you like to answer a question about Adam or TJ?
TJ.
No. Whoa. Yeah.
All right.
Nobody wants to come for me. The king.
I'll come for you.
If money were no object, where would TJ live?
Oh, I like this.
England.
TJ, what did you say?
A house in Toronto with a backyard.
Oh, you just bought
it's the greatest city on earth. Why would I leave it?
Money better be no object.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really hard.
That is All tough. Right. Final round,
so
round
sorry.
Two.
That's okay.
All right, TJ, so would you like to answer a question about Adam or Jax?
About my friend Adam Wilde.
Adam, all right. Can you name the college and university that Adam Wilde attended?
Adam Wilde went to Humber College and went to Ryerson University.
Adam?
Humber College, Ryerson University, dropped out of both.
Yay! Yay! Yeah,
all right.
That's 2 points for TJ.
High school guy.
TJ already clinched the victory, by the way.
Did I?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Jax or TJ?
Jax.
Name 2 fictional characters that Jax had a crush on as a child.
Okay.
The top
Only
2.
Only 2?
The top God,
okay.
2.
Okay, so one of them has got to be Tuxedo Mask from Sailor Moon.
So
Who was
hot.
The other one? I know you've mentioned this before. God, and it's is it a cartoon or
yes.
is it just okay?
Fictional know, characters.
Can I give him a hint?
Is it the same
sure.
show?
He's a dog.
He's a dog? Yeah. Why am I not getting it? I'll take my 50%.
Jax?
Yeah, obviously it was Tuxedo Mask from Sailor Moon. It was also Max from Goofy's son.
Oh, yeah.
He had cool style. He was hot.
I would never would have got that.
All right, Jax, Adam or TJ?
Adam Wilde.
All right. If Adam could only listen to one artist for the rest of his life, who would it be?
Van Halen.
Yeah!
Is it?
Correct.
Yay!
Thank you. It's just, I'm going to throw
Panama.
A little...
Panama!
Oh, yeah.
This is not an excuse
no, you just
to do that.
What, I shouldn't play Van Halen?
It's not an excuse to
Sorry.
Do this.
This is for our boss, Karen, who I love, who also loves this song.
Play Welcome anyway. To the Jungle. That's the same band,
so,
right?
So, who won?
TJ did win.
Okay, correct.
Yeah.
Who normally does win. So TJ is going to pick a winner to call back. If you pick TJ's name, make sure that you don't screen our call out. So if an unknown name calls you, it's us. We want to hook you up with that Google Smart Home Mini right now. Dua Lipa, DaBaby, Levitating, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know that if you listen to... this morning show, Adam Wilde, TJ Jax, Virgin Mornings, that we tackle the tough issues. You know,
right.
We have a pandemic happening right now.
Journalists.
And the topic that we're going to talk about, I think, is even more serious and more important.
Stop it.
Agreed? Okay? No, I totally agree.
It's definitely important.
Stop it.
More important than Doug Ford's announcement this afternoon.
Stop it.
Guys, would you rather see someone's butt or their face in online dating? Now, you might say, that sounds like a stupid question, Adam. Well, this is why we're like on the next level on this show, right? Okay.
Yep.
Because dating.com just ran a survey where they found that people love butt pictures.
No.
More than they love
no.
face pictures. 98% of people said they really liked getting a butt selfie from someone.
What?
Versus 87% who liked getting a regular face selfie. So odds are, someone would rather see your butt than your face, unless your butt looks like your face,
okay,
making
yes,
you a butt face.
No.
Now,
Like, where do I even begin?
This is really, really important stuff, and I'm glad that we're talking about this because it needs to be brought out into the open. So my question to you is, you're going to get a selfie, and your only two options are butt or face. What one are you going with?
We can lie all we want, but it's got to be butt, right?
No.
Listen, think about, you just match with someone, mm-hmm. you're flirting, things are going well. Mm-hmm. Maybe you get a little flirtatious, and then your phone buzzes, and you could see that it's a picture. There's no part of you that thinks, man, I really hope this is a face pic.
So, if we're going down that avenue,
you can tell me I'm wrong all you want, but I'm not.
If we're doing that, if we're going down that avenue, that's not the first thing I would want a picture of if it's not the face. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I would go, I'm not, go, I can't
is say. It, isn't it the butt?
No, it's something like that.
Okay.
But I go face. I'd rather see like a person's face.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Like butts all kind of.
So you prefer books over movies too?
Butts all kind of look the same. I don't know.
Here's why I think I would go butt. Okay. Now, what do they say about high performance? When they talk about athletes or people who are high performers in business or in art, you play to your strengths, you manage your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So in my personal case, what looks better? My butt or my face? My face is average.
You have an incredible
ass. Out of this world.
Yeah.
It's a great butt.
You do.
It sits high.
Yeah.
Somebody told me once on a TV show I worked on that you could rest a coffee on it.
Because
I'd eat lunch off it.
You know what I mean? It's just it's a shelf booty. So, I'm extremely proud of my butt. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go butt.
No, like...
If I want to attract the opposite sex, I got to play to my strengths, and I think butt's the way.
From 905, this is also an interesting point of view. Someone could have a very nice butt and not a very nice face.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but someone could have a really nice face but not a nice butt.
Okay, but on the whole...
No... I want to see what somebody's face looks like. I'm not going to see
the
butt.
I've seen what your face looks like. You know?
I don't need to see your face again.
No. I know what I'm working with there.
I know what your face
Let's see what
is.
I'm working with
All right.
there.
So here's what we're going
to do. We're not. Don't you dare do this.
So
don't you dare do this.
Yes.
No.
What
no.
We're going
do
to
it.
Do
no.
Is...
I hate this.
Taking your calls and your texts. The first five. We're just going to take the first five, and that will be the official answer for the city of Toronto. Would you rather get a selfie of someone's butt or their face? And remember, dating.com says 98% of people really like getting a butt selfie. Only 87% said they like a regular face selfie.
Scientific survey is sacred, and this is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing.
Which is why we need to remind you to be completely honest. This is a no judgment zone.
416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. Do you want the up high cheeks or the down low cheeks?
What am I doing here?
Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Very important that we figure this out. Dating.com wants to, well, they asked, what would you rather get a selfie of, a butt or a face? Now, 98% of people said they do like getting a butt selfie. Only 87% said they like a regular face selfie. Now, we did have a text message asking an important question.
Yes, they said, in the name of truth science, are the pictures judged by the same standards? I.e., clothes on butts, clothes on faces, like, or naked butt, naked face. I think we're saying naked butt, naked face.
Yeah.
And you guys have a dialogue going at this point. This is not just a, hey, here's my butt.
Yeah, it's not unsolicited.
Yes.
That's dark.
Yeah,
let's not get into
very
that.
Very dark.
Now, we're going to take the first five calls and texts.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Jesse has lined up our first three calls. He wants me to go top to bottom.
Hey, oh, don't get it.
Another way to say butt.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Laura.
Would you rather receive a butt selfie or a face selfie, Laura?
I'm all about the face.
Oh,
face selfie.
Thank you.
Aww, very exciting, Laura. Thank you.
Stop it.
Awesome.
Have you ever received a butt selfie, Laura?
I received more than a butt selfie.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Really, really sorry. Yeah. That part's not very pleasant. I'm sorry. Anyway.
No, it's not. Not when to see me.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, I'm all about the face. Thanks. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Rachel.
Rachel, butt or face in terms of selfies?
Face, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
Now, why is that, Laura?
Well, for sure, it's got to do with, you know, you can tell a lot about a person's face rather than a butt.
Yeah.
You've got the jiggle, you don't got the, in the eyes, you can see the genuineness of somebody.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll disagree with you there, because you can tell a lot about someone by looking at their butt.
Yeah. Like, do I have an earnest butt?
Yes.
An honest butt?
Is my butt groomed?
Is it a charismatic butt?
Get me out of here.
Okay.
What is
that? Right. So that's two votes face, yep. Which is Team Jax.
Yep.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, darling.
Good morning, Virgin Radio. Your name?
My name is Farrah.
Sarah. Okay.
Farrah.
Is it Farrah? So Farrah. My apologies.
Like Farrah, like Farrah Fawcett.
Ah.
Okay. Farrah.
Yeah.
So Farrah, is it butt or is it face?
I don't know. I think it's face.
Almost like every single vote has been face.
Face. Because if the face is ugly and the butt is nice, I don't think I'm going to be working with that butt.
Yeah. Well, that's where you and I differ.
Have you guys ever watched Naked Attraction? It's like a British show.
Oh, I've heard of it. Yeah. Where they just show up naked.
Yeah, so they start from the bottom up.
You know what?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So they literally be like, okay, look at this butt, and then look over here, whatever you don't. And then you pick, right? You have like five. You have to choose, like, okay, maybe I like this butt better, and then they're like, okay, well, then here's the belly, pick a belly, and then it goes to the face at the end.
Wow. See, I feel like I do really well for about 50% of that show until they turn me around. But
me too.
All right, well, hey, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
Okay, so face is already won, which is a bummer.
Thank you
know
very
what?
Much.
Literally. There's no way, because 98% of people said that they prefer butt, so someone's lying.
By the way, I called it a bummer. Get it?
Maybe.
Anyway.
I thought, TJ, honestly, that you'd be more on my side because, you know, like, your face is beautiful. You have a very handsome face. However, I haven't seen it, but I imagine that you have a little weird bum.
I mean,
I looked into it. I texted your girlfriend, Val.
Did you ask my girlfriend about my butt?
What
did she say?
What
did she say?
She said, "It is round and plump. Great butt for a skinny man." So you know what? I may be wrong.
I got into an actual argument once with a girl I was seeing over who had a higher sitting butt. Like, whose butt sat higher?
Yeah.
I won.
Did you?
She relinquished.
You have an incredible...
Thank you.
It's honestly, no exaggeration, the best butt in radio.
Okay, right.
I do have a couple butt texts on the read.
Right, read
from the 289. Somebody said, you know what? I have to say it. Butt over face. That from Newmarket. It was just how
you
proper
know,
they
it
were.
It needs
about.
To be said. Flag in the earth. This is the hill I am dying
I
on.
I love that I've already won, but you still need to
reach your chest. What else we got?
Dana says, it's 1,000% butt. They say looks don't matter and personality does, but a butt, that says a lot about a person.
Hips don't lie, Jax.
Wait.
We might have lost. The face won.
Happy Friday, eh?
Yeah. Hey, that's it for us. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we hope that you learned something from this discussion.
Yeah, take good care.
Be shocked if you didn't.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.